You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit that J-O-B, that just overbroke job, by investing in real estate so you never, ever have to work a job again. And oh my goodness, interest rates are going up, and you need to know, as an investor, how to invest successfully as they're going up. In fact, I am super pumped that they're going up because we're going to make so much more money, and we'll tell you how to do it today. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's going on? So blessed, as always, to have you on the show with me. Now, I am super excited to be sharing with you how Charles and myself and the other students at Master Passive Income, we are so excited about this new investing opportunity. Once I knew, it's always been around. But what I'm looking at is the economy, the recession, interest rates going up, prices on homes coming down, sellers having the properties on the market for more days. So many great things that are happening all at once. And I got to tell you, like, it reminds me of 2008 all over again. In fact, I was saying like a year ago, actually it was like 2020, getting into 2021, that it seems like 2006, 2007, all over again. In fact, that's when I started investing in real estate. 2006, bought my first house and started investing, buying more properties. And I was blessed because I didn't really know what I was doing. No, sorry, not because I didn't know what I was doing, but I didn't know what I was doing, but what I did was I knew I only needed passive income. I needed cash flow. I needed a way to make money without working for somebody else. So that's all I invested for. I didn't care that my values of my homes were going down in value or would potentially go down in value. I didn't even think about that, to tell you the truth. Now, looking back in 2006 when I was buying these properties, all I was thinking about was cash flow. And you guys know that we focus on $250 a month in passive income from every property that we buy. That's the bare minimum. And with that, when the market was crashing, I was still making money. Now, I gotta admit, I was concerned. I was like, okay, these properties that I'm buying, you know, they're dropping in $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, you know, in value. And then all of a sudden, it's like 50% off of what I bought it for. But here is the great thing. I literally did not lose money because I invested for cash flow and passive income. But what happened was, as prices of homes were dropping, people were selling their homes or they were going into foreclosure. Now, the sad thing is a lot of people lost their homes. There were foreclosures. There were short sales. In fact, I bought a lot of homes as foreclosures and short sales. But what happens, the demand goes up for my properties, or for our properties, demand goes up. So right now, we're looking at interest rates going up, which means prices have to come down. Now, here's a little tip. I'm teaching all my students right now and the group coaching and everything that I have for Master Passive Income. The students that I'm telling them is, right now, you're going to see this. I've seen this plenty of times. Now, the sellers, they're literally holding on to the properties longer. They're not lowering the price of the home right now because they still are thinking, oh man, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I could have got $30,000 more, $50,000, whatever it might be. You know, they're still holding on to the past. The sellers take a lot longer to actually bring down the prices, but I kid you not, they will. Now, you might be thinking, well, Dustin, why should I buy properties now with interest rates going up and prices potentially coming down? Well, here's the thing. We're investors. We buy homes no matter what happens. If the market goes up, the market goes down, the market goes sideways. Now, we don't know if it actually is going to crash. It looks like it will. Out of my experience, it looks like it probably will to be a correction. Prices will come down. But what if it takes off all over again? What if the Fed starts printing money? What if another president or, you know, other people get into office and things happen? You never know. So we always buy now. But we also invest in the right way. In fact, one of my students, literally on Monday, he's probably listening to this, but on Monday of last week, he put out a message in our, we have a Slack group for all of our students, everything from encouraging each other, passing along deals and, you know, helping each other get financing and property managers, all that good stuff. But he posted in there in the encouragement section saying, I am closing on two properties the exact same time. Man, he's making so much money in passive income and he's getting these two properties literally right now. He's closing on these properties. These are great properties. Now, if the value goes down, it doesn't matter. We make this money in passive income. Eventually it'll go up and the rents will go up. So interest rates going up is one of the best things for you. And we're going to be talking all about that. And I have Charles Rose Jr. on the show with me because we are both coaching people and doing our own investing where we are utilizing these higher interest rates to make more money. But there are some really big things that we got to be concerned about and watch for. You realize, or you remember me, remember me saying that I'm pulling myself out of coaching. I had lots of people dig me up on my offer. This is like the last time that you could get me as a coach. And so it was great. Now it's going to take a lot of my time. Oh, well, but I devoted my time to my students. But with that, I'm bringing on more of my students who are crushing it in their business. They're becoming coaches as well. It is so amazing that they are now helping other people do so much better than I ever did. So my students are doing better than I did, and their students are doing better than they did. It is so awesome. So we're going to have more coaches. We're going to have more people inside the membership. In fact, I don't know, we're lots of people inside the membership, but we have these more coaches in there in the membership. So you're getting even more coaching. So I would love for you to be part of the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership that we have. And plus, Charles and I were thinking, how can we best serve the podcast community? And this is the best way. Interest rates are going up. We want you to be protected as you're investing and be able to capitalize on this real estate investing market where we as investors are going to make so much more money in the coming, you know, months and years. All right, here we go. Charles and myself talking about how interest rates are going to make you more money. Here we go. So Charles, thanks for being on the show. Are you excited for this next turn in the real estate market so we can buy even more properties?
Man, I am so excited, Dustin. It's so amazing. So you know how you started like right around the crash, and I started like almost in the peak cycle, right? Like when I kind of got started, right? It was kind of like going way up, and this proves like you've been doing it all throughout the down cycle, the sideways cycle, the up cycle, and I came in right, you know, whilst the up cycle was there to the peak cycle, and we've both been making money every single month, passive income from these properties. So. And to go into the crash or the market correction to buy even more, man, I am super excited. Like I am like getting everything lined up in place, but money, lenders, all those things getting ready for to build even more wealth.
And you and I are still absolutely investing in this time because people are asking us, well, man, should I just wait? Like, no, we never wait. In fact, the best time to buy real estate was 20 years ago. The next best time is literally today. And so 20 years from now, you don't want to be thinking, oh man, I was listening to Master Passive Income, that guy Dustin, or I think it was Charles. I was listening to that. I should have invested back then. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be looking back and saying, I wish, and I could have, I should have, I would have. Don't be that. What you want to do is you want to start investing now. And obviously, you coming on the podcast or watching this on YouTube week in and week out, that's hopefully getting you encouragement to show that we're just regular everyday guys. In fact, think of us like your next door neighbors that have figured this out, that have gone through a lot of trouble and problems, but have also figured out how to mitigate, which means to lessen the burden. In fact, when the market goes down, my income goes up. So there's so much to talk about, but first thing is we see interest rates going up. My goodness, interest rates going up, that's a really, really hard one. Another one would be price cuts, like the home values. People are saying to me, or students are asking, Dustin, home values are going down. Should I wait to buy? I'm like, no. How about, you know, let's just give you some round numbers. Let's say the house is $200,000 and you're thinking, wow, it's dropping. Now it's $190,000. Now it's $180,000. Why not just jump the gun and put an offer in for $130,000? Who knows? They might sell it to you. We don't buy it for the top. Like, we're not going to buy it at $200,000 or even $190,000. We're going to buy it less than that because we're capturing equity. But there's also things like lenders not actually lending. And Charles has an absolute fun story to share about one of his students where he didn't have a backup offer. That's a little bummer. But then also deals falling through, or deals taking longer and interest rates going up. So many amazing things. Now, the solution, there are so many great solutions to all this. Now, the problems, we see the problems. Prices going down. We don't want to buy it too early. Interest rates going up. We see the market changing, lenders, all that sort of stuff. But a big one that Charles and I love is seller financing. Charles, tell me about seller financing.
Oh man, this is something that I really, really like. So with seller financing, so instead of you going, instead of you finding a property, going to the bank or some sort of lender to fund that property, or even, you know, buying it cash, all right? However you fund that property, instead, you, the seller of the property will carry the note. So instead of you going to the bank.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. My new goal in my life, my first goal was to quit my job in 10 years. And I did that, accomplished that at 37. Now my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
So you agree to that price with the seller, whatever that price is, let's just say $150,000, and you can agree with the seller. You can set up the terms with the seller. You could set it up where you pay them, where you take the $150,000 and divide it by however many months that y'all agreed to, 360 months, 50 months, however long you decide to agree to with the seller. Or you could set it up like a traditional mortgage with the mortgage and the interest. You could set up in so many different ways. You could even set up an interest only payment and with it being due in 5 or 10 years. So it's so many different ways you can set it up with the seller. And some of the good things about this is you don't have to go to the bank or lenders. You don't have to get your credit score pulled and run. You don't have to have a bunch of reserves sitting around. It's so many different things, right? I mean, well, you know, the seller may want you to have a certain amount of sitting around, but it's not like the traditional banks.
Well, the biggest thing about this is what we do is we figure out what the seller wants.
Yes.
And everybody needs to remember this. I don't know if it's a term, but like saying, real estate is not about properties. It's absolutely not about properties. Real estate is about people. And actually, I view that in life. It's about people. Everything is about people. Like, I'll give you an example. Anytime we have a customer service call, like let's say somebody, they can't access the membership, like their password got locked or something like that. Well, I have customer service, like my team, they'll answer customer service and I encourage them and say, we answer the person, not the problem. We don't just address the problem. No, they're a human being, literally listening or, you know, responding to your email. Same thing with the sellers. The sellers are human beings. If you can go after what they want and need, and you can fix this problem, whatever problem is in front of their face, then that is the best way to go. So what's going to happen is you're going to ask Dustin, how do I figure out the terms? How do I figure out how much interest rate, how much down payment? Should we have balloon payments? All these other things. What you do is you say, seller, how can I help you with this property? They might say, well, you know, my son, I'll give you an example. My son, you know, he has surgery coming up and we need $15,000. Okay, that's locked that in your brain. They need a little bit of cash, which will be okay. And then they're saying, you know, we also have this high mortgage payment and, you know, it's too much for us. And like, okay, check. They need to get out of the mortgage. Well, they need money and they need to get out of the mortgage. Then you craft a deal or the terms around that because, hey, seller, this is what you said. How about I give you $20,000? You need $15,000. How about I give you $20,000? Just give you an example, like not specifically, but give you $20,000. This will help you and get some money so that you could, just in case something happens, and then I'll take over all of your mortgage payments and every single month I'll pay you an extra $100, $200, whatever it might be, but I'll help you get out of this. And so you're addressing the seller's problems. With that, you're helping the person. You're not going after the property. You're going after the person to help them. So it's a win-win-win. Now, once we get that property in our inventory, you know, as a business, we put in our inventory to rent it out to other people. We make it a win for the renter as well by having a good, really good quality home. Not everybody wants to, us as investors. We might be thinking, man, doesn't everybody want to own homes? I'm like, no. In fact, it's like not nearly as many. Maybe 25% of the population wants to own a home. The other 75%, they're happy to be renters. Well, I'm happy to own properties and rent it to them at a good price. What I personally like a little lower than market rents because they'd like to stay in there. I want to make sure I value them. But at the same time, I don't buy the property unless I could rent it for what I want it for and make $250 a month. Now that's seller financing. Now you've also, Charles, talk about private money. You're, in fact, I'm so proud of how well you do private money. You get so many private money lenders that want to invest in you for a couple reasons. Number one, just like sellers, private money lenders are people. If you address what they want and you draft the terms around what they want, that helps you. So talk to us about your private money lending.
Yeah, and totally, Dustin, I totally agree with you about figuring out what they want, right? So one of my private money lenders, so a lot of times, you know, I'll do private money loans and I'll negotiate rates anywhere from between 5 to 10%, right? And sometimes it can comes with closing points, right? Which is a fancy way of saying a percentage of the loan for your closing costs. So, you know, we can do things like that. And so one of my private money lenders, he wanted, to do like 13%, right? So, I'm thinking, whoa, that's way above the, what I normally do, right? 13% APR. But then, you know, he also didn't charge me any closing points. So no closing fees. And then I could essentially use the loan as long as I need it, right? So, you know, so that ended up working out good, you know, by just figuring out what he wanted. And then like Dustin mentioned, like go back and do your calculations and figure out how you can make the deal work for it to be a win-win-win, right? Win for them, win for you, win for the tenant. And so definitely. And so some of the things that you could also do, because remember, we're problem solvers. We're figuring out this problem with all the interest rates rising, with the price cuts coming in down. We're trying to figure out, you know, what can we do? So we talk about seller financing, but also when you're working with a private money lender. And so similar to seller financing, you're dealing with a person, right? Instead of a bank or institution, and you're creating a win-win situation with them. And so most private money notes are typically from 6 to 12 months. That's just what I've seen, like, you know, in and out dealing with private money lenders. But there are private money lenders who are willing to go 3 to 5 years, even 10 years. And so if you negotiate a longer note with your private money lender, oftentimes you can get a lower interest rate because they're making a lot more money over time. And then you may be able to negotiate more time so you could figure out, okay, so during these 3 to 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is, you could refinance because, you know, interest rates go up, but they also come down, right? So you may want to refinance the property. It gives you time to have more options in place. And then you also want to make sure that whatever interest rate that and whatever terms you negotiate, you want to make sure, again, it's a win-win. Like, you don't want to be stuck in a loan and you're in with negative cash flow or $50 cash flow, right? We want to shoot for that. We want to shoot for our target, which is always 250. So you want to try to find a way fit to work for them and also for you and your business. So negotiating a 3 to 5 year note, you could even negotiate something that works like a long-term note, even with an interest-only payment, right? That you may be able to do that as well. So many different ways to do it. And as Dustin mentioned, like, you know, if you're thinking, what should I do? Like, talk to the private money lender, talk to them as a person, figure out what they want. Then you can come back and make it work with them.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Now, but the other thoughts comes up and people are probably thinking about this. Well, interest rates keep going up. In fact, the last, 12 years, maybe longer, 13, 14 years, we've only seen zero. Like it's really low. Like, people getting 2% interest rates, like, that's unheard of in the history of the world. Like, that's just silly. But people have a lot of loans. That's the reason why prices skyrocketed in the last, you know, actually in Phoenix, in the last year and a half, prices went up 25, if not 30, maybe even 40%, depending on the area. It's all because money was so cheap, meaning interest rates was so low. So that, let's say $2,000 that they have, a person has every single month to buy a property or pay for rent, that money went further because interest rates are low. Now the interest rates are literally getting to 5, 6, and 7%. It's going to be a lot more turmoil for people, and that money doesn't go nearly as far. So prices come down. Now, Charles, how do we, as interest rates go up, because interest rates come down, I even have some students say, well, I'll just refinance when the interest rates come down. Like, don't bet on it. Like, do not plan interest rates going down. What if it goes up to 17%? Back in the 80s, when my parents were buying homes or bought a home, it was literally 17% interest rate. So that means prices were so screaming low for us as investors. We're excited. In fact, I want it to, it'll hurt people. But in general, I will be happy if interest rates, when interest rates go up, because prices come down. So Charles, what's your experience and how do we mitigate the problem or the thing that happens, which interest rates are going up?
Yes. So that right there, this is something that I'm doing personally and something I'm telling all of our students. Anytime I coach a student, I'm advising them to be conservative when analyzing your deals or underwriting the deals, whatever you call it. We call it deal analyzing at Master Passive Income. We also have a deal analyzer, 1 minute green light deal analyzer that you can plug in the information and it'll literally tell you, you know, if it's a good deal or not. And you know, we even give you like a suggested range, price range to offer, like, you know, the min and the max to offer. So, which is totally awesome, Dustin. If we can get that in the show notes, that'll be great for people to learn how to access that. But so let me tell you like some of the strategy that we do with the deal analyzing. So if you qualify for let's just say a 7% interest rate right now. Well, when you're underwriting that deal, when you're analyzing that deal, you want to put it, you want to analyze it at a 9%. Even though you qualify for 7% right now, still put some extra percentages on there because things are changing. And as like every time, like the Federal Reserve, which controls the interest rate, as they go up, I typically take that number up as well.
It's correlated. People say, oh, it doesn't actively change the mortgage rate. I agree. It doesn't, but it's correlated. When I see the interest rates go up or down from the Federal Reserve, it happens within, I don't know, a month or two. It actively comes to where all of a sudden the interest rates for mortgages go up or down.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about that too, Dustin, it's a good thing I did that, right? So, you know, thank God, you know, we think ahead. And we're like figuring out, okay, how are we going to make this work? So one of the deals that my wife and I are closing, when we analyze that deal, we analyze it with a 6% interest rate. We analyze it when we qualified for a 6% interest rate, but we use an 8% in our numbers. And thank God, because this one, you know, has a little bit, you know, this one has the closing has been longer than usual. The seller is like in the Navy. You know, he was in a submarine somewhere out in the sea. But anyway, it's taken much longer to close. And so now interest rates have gone up. Now we're qualifying for a 7.5%. Right. And well, thank God we analyzed that deal at 8%. So we're still going to be making a little bit extra money just because we run the numbers with an 8% interest on that particular deal.
You're protecting yourself because if the interest rates go down, then praise the Lord, you're going to be making even more money. Mm-hmm. But we do not want to be stuck where we run the numbers at 6%. We're like, oh, okay, we're 6%. Let's make this deal work. And then all of a sudden it's 7.5%. Then your passive income is getting eaten up very, very quickly. No, we don't make deals work. We don't try to stuff it in there. No, if the deal doesn't work at our proper numbers, meaning we're planning for the worst, if it doesn't work, then we don't buy the property. We need to make sure that we're making money and we're protecting ourselves with these changes because we know that they're always going to change. The interest rates are always going to change up and down. Now, when it does go down, then absolutely refinance it. That would be phenomenal. Then you make even more money, but we need to be protecting ourselves. Now, here's a big tip. Now, Charles, I've taught you from the very beginning, and then you started teaching your students this. We need to have backups because in this changing environment of fluctuation of interest rates, banks, I remember back in 2008 when there was a crash, 2009 and 2010, you could not get a loan because banks were so not giving out money. They were so hurt and they say, we can't give out money. It was so hard to get loans. So a couple of things. Number one, we need backup lenders. And this is something you've taught your students as well. But also on top of that, I'll add one more. We need access to capital. So the first one is having backup lenders. Let me jump into the access to capital. If you can have not just your own cash, but let's say you get a home equity line of credit now, before you actually see the crash and they're still giving it out, you can get a home equity line of credit. That's what I'm literally doing personally now. I'm literally getting a home equity line of credit on my properties because I can use that in the future, but I'm not paying for interest. So you want access to capital. It could be your 401k, which Charles and I just did another episode. I think it was one right before this, where we talk about investing with your 401k. You can do that, access to private money, access to other lenders' money. So all that, you want access to capital. But Charles, talk to us about how you helped your student to realize, actually, it was more of a, where he didn't do it right. And he's realizing now, I should have listened to Charles and Dustin.
Absolutely. And so, yes. And I mean, so with this particular student, so Dustin, you know, we always tell our students, have backup lenders. We always say, you know, have at least three, no less than two. And I literally stressed this to him, literally. And I mean, in emails and everything, I stressed it to him. He said, okay. Well, he didn't listen. He didn't get that backup lender. On the day of closing, his lender backed out. On the day of closing.
The day of closing.
The day of closing. Oh my gosh. Like, he was so devastated. He was so, like, he was freaking out. And so he was like, I mean, he started like reaching out to me right away. So we hopped in a call. We hopped in a call later that day. And we had to come back and put a plan in place. But I told him, okay, well, here's what you do. You know, talk to your lender, ask them these questions, figure out, you know, how you can make this work. Because a lot of times, you know, people say no, and we freak out. We start kicking. Some of us throw a tantrum. Some of us, you know, give up and, like, you know, stop everything. Well, a lot of times there's a reason, right? You know, figure out why. And so he was able to figure out why his lender wouldn't want to close. And I think it was something like they wanted to see some more reserves, and then he figured out that he could take us Bitcoin and sell it. And anyway, long story short, he was able to meet those requirements and we were able to get through it. Right. But there are some people who aren't able to overcome that and they end up losing the deal. So, you know, thank God, you know, praise God, he was able to get it. But there are situations where people they lose out on that deal and somebody else end up buying it and because they didn't prepare. So always have backup lenders, three preferably, but no less than two, because especially in these times, because lenders are getting nervous themselves. And so you definitely want to have backup. And so one of the things that Dustin taught me as well is like, go ahead and like get the process started with those lenders. Like, that's where you can be ready and go ahead and figure like way before, like even before you get the deal, like, you know, start talking with them. When you get the deal, start the process with all of them. Right. And that's where if one backs out, you can immediately use the other lender. Now, I know you may be thinking, you know, am I paying all of the costs, like the appraisal, this, that, and next? You're choosing one lender as the lead, but the application's already started with the other lenders. And then one of the things too, like if you're getting a hard pull on your credit score, don't have them pull it separate, have them pull it literally the same time. And that's where you can be ready to use them if you need to.
And yeah, definitely don't have them all do appraisals. That would be a bummer. You're paying for, you know, $500, $600, maybe even $700 for appraisals for three different companies. No, you get them ready, like Charles says, but we'll coach you all through that. And so all of our students are definitely getting really, really excited for this new investing. And same thing with the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. All the people, the attendees, like, this is going to be the best time ever to invest in real estate. Like, by far, in my lifetime, in most people's lifetime, this is going to be the best time. So you need to be excited now. And just like if you're surfing, you don't want to start paddling to catch the wave after the wave's already passed. You want to start paddling now. You want to start either getting, listening week in and week out. You want to come to the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. You want to join our membership or coaching. You want to be a part of this. So you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. For Charles and Dustin, myself, it's so good having you guys. I hope you guys have great success in your real estate investing. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.